You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. All right. I'm trying to dive into this story that, you know, was released this morning from Pablo Torre and Mike Florio. And basically, and Dan, correct me if I'm wrong on this, please, because I don't want to be wrong, okay? But in a nutshell, the teams got together and said, look, we don't want to do guaranteed contracts for any player in this league, 100% guaranteed. Now, that was 5 days after the Browns had a guaranteed contract with Deshaun Watson. If everything I read, it seems to be on par. So the question was, you know, did the NFL have collusion against the players by all getting together and saying, we are not offering any more guaranteed contracts? And what the Browns did was insane, and we don't want to be put in that same kind of a box. That's how the other owners felt at the time.
This gives you that feel, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then the second part of this would be that, okay, the NFLPA won this case against system arbitrator Christopher Drowney, is the guy's name. He signed the bottom of a 61-page written decision, and it was a landmark collusion case. But both the NFL and the NFLPA didn't say anything about this, which to me is just even more mind-boggling why the NFLPA wouldn't come out and be like, look at this. We proved the owners. We said that they were colluding, and they were.
Well, let's start here. And This is all Pablo Torre finds out, which if you've never listened to Pablo Torre finds out, you should. It's a fantastic journalism, sports journalism. They'll get away from sports and that stuff and dig into a lot of different things and get information. A lot of the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson information that we have out there now is courtesy of Pablo Torre.
That's vital. We want to follow Jordan.
Makes me feel better.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to point out the things you may have heard him from. You know, like Troy McClure, you may know him from such things as here comes the metric system and so on. I'm trying to attempt to do such that.
No, I mean, he's great. I love his commercials during the news on The Simpsons, so it's good, yeah.
All right. Here's what the two of them had to say to start the podcast. Audio courtesy of Pablo Torre finds out.
But what the arbitrator had found with the Lamar Jackson case was that, quote, only a couple teams expressed interest to the Ravens before they chose to non-exclusively franchise tag him. But, quote, afterwards, no team reached out directly to Mr. Jackson, end quote. No team reached out directly to Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP when he's on the block?
It felt like the encouragement to collude that was introduced in March of 2022 by the management council to the owners, it felt like a tangible example of what happens when collusion occurs. And I thought it was surprising to see the lengths to which the arbitrator went to credit the various excuses that were provided as to why teams weren't interested. It creates a problem with your current quarterback if you decide you're going to go all in a pursuit of Lamar Jackson. It would be really expensive. You'd need to maybe do a fully guaranteed contract. That's another reason to not contact him. And he goes on to become the MVP.
Or nobody contacts him because they just assume the Ravens are going to keep him.
You would think somebody would, but that doesn't mean you have to make a deal. Someone would contact.
Or like the NBA is notorious for this, where you'll offer a contract to somebody who's a restricted free agent to put that team in a bind. And go, all right, if you want them, you got pony up.
Yeah, except for the only issue I have here, none of this is stunning to me. None of it.
I agree with that. It's not. The question is why didn't the NFL, to me, why didn't the NFLPA just have a gigantic party over this?
I think the NFLPA has been the least powerful union in pro sports during the entire era of unions in pro sports.
And if there's a league that needs unions,
it's the NFL.
These guys get, the injuries are
These
ridiculous.
Guys put their bodies on the line more than any other sport. I mean, they have lifelong injuries from playing their sport, and their careers don't last long. The reason, by the way, the average career doesn't last long is because they just churn the bottom of the roster.
Okay.
You know, that's, I think that's one factor everybody needs to keep in mind with the NFL. The star players usually have pretty long careers. They churn the bottom of the roster. And once a guy is able to make enough money playing special teams or, you know, second string, third string corner, whatever it is, they just get somebody who's cheaper. That guy's out of the league. So to me, that's one of the big factors as to why, you know, the NFL career doesn't last very long. They need more powerful representation. I thought J.C. Treader did a nice job when he was, you know, in the Players Association, former Brown center, and you know, maybe got some things moving in the right direction. But that league, that Players Association, doesn't have the power that the other ones do. And how do you get it? I don't know. The league has power like crazy, and they make money like crazy. And their players are probably the most poorly compensated, taken care of, looked after of all the pro sports. And it's not like they're getting bad treatment, not like they're not making money. But in comparison to Major League Baseball, in comparison to the NBA, they have a ways to go.
In Florio's report today, he just said, the far bigger question on this is, why would the NFL Players Association not trumpet this ruling? And I, like I was saying before, yeah, you'd think they would have made a huge deal out of it. And then he said the union should have been shouting from the rooftops. They finally proved that what they had suspected for years, that quarterly meetings are collusion meetings. And the details are unprecedented, and the takeaway is unmistakable. With the Deshaun Watson contract lighting the fire for fully guaranteed contracts, the league needed to put it out. So quickly, the league grabbed a hose and started spraying, meaning the management council, with the blessing of the commissioner. And even though that ruling ultimately failed to connect the dots and or apply common sense, that was according to Florio, in his opinion, the union proved that the league wanted the teams to collude. That's a massive finding. Wow, man, that's bad for the union. Like, if you're a player, why would you want to be a part of that? I don't understand.
Money.
Well,
you
want
to play pro football
for 3.3 years? Like the majority of the guys you were talking about.
Yeah. Andy, they do. Of course, they do. You have the star players, you have starters, and then you have the bottom of the roster that just gets churned. Guy can always say, "I played in the NFL."
So. The reason on the J.C. Treader side, there may be some more to it.
Yeah, I was
and
reading
this is more audio courtesy of Pablo Torre Finds Out.
Okay.
Mike Florio, Pablo Torre.
According to this document, this concealed arbitration ruling in a landmark NFL collusion case, it was discovered that J.C. Treader, quote, exchanged texts expressing frustration with Mr. Wilson's non-fully guaranteed contract, end quote. And the answer to what J.C. Treader said that he wanted suppressed, according to this theory, is at least partly contained in a separate document. The transcript of a text exchange from July 8th, 2024, which was filed as part of this whole legal proceeding. And what I can now report is that J.C. Treader, in a series of text messages that he sent to then-executive director of the union, Demoris Smith, repeatedly insulted Russell Wilson. J.C. Treader also called Russell Wilson a quote-unquote wuss. And then he said of Wilson, quote, instead of being the guy that made guaranteed contracts the norm, he's the guy that ruined it for everyone. End quote.
Huh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't get it. You got to help me out with that. I'm trying to, the back end of that. Like, why is Treader killing Russell Wilson?
There's a lot of deep stuff in this thing.
Yeah, there is a ton of stuff in here. That, like, and again, this all came out this morning, so, I mean, obviously we're all going to have to kind of dive into it a little bit more, but, I mean, it is a story. It's out there, and the big headline is that the PA knew that they colluded, didn't make a big deal about it, and then would the PA not want their brethren in the PA to be able to have guaranteed contracts? There are a lot of gray areas to the story. But maybe at the end of the day, Jeff is right. Jeff is, you know, when you're saying,
I'm not surprised by any of it. The NFL has operated this way for a long time. I mean, they have tons of guys who want to play in the NFL. And that bottom part of the roster I keep referencing, I mean, you don't think you can go find guys who are capable of playing on special teams in the NFL? I mean, those are the jobs that these guys are trying to scrape and hang on to. And, you know, the guys at the top of the heap, they're going to make tons and tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be all guaranteed. They're still going to make tons and tons of money. And it's just a weird dynamic in the league, you know. I don't understand all of this story without question. I'll readily admit that. But I'm also not the least bit surprised. This stuff has been going on forever, and the NFLPA has not been the strongest of labor unions when it's come to representing its workforce.
It's true.
In comparison to the NBA and in a partnership with the league. Like the NBA Players Association and the league, NBA, I mean, they're partners.
Absolutely, they're.
And I don't know if you can say that about NFL owners and the NFLPA. I don't know that you can.
I don't think they are. Did you have another point there? Because I have another question on this, too.
Well, there's a lot, as it said, we're trying to dissect all of this stuff and a lot of legalese in between there.
And we're certainly not experts.
No. Correct.
So let me ask you this. Sitting here talking about this a little bit. Why should fans care about this?
Because this is, if it's a sport that you love and a group of players that you love, and you are heartbroken every time that you watch one of these guys have to go through another surgery or be moved around in a wheelchair or not able to walk or any of those different things that come with football, this is one of those moments where you look at it and go, why are these guys not compensated for what they're putting their bodies through for our entertainment value to the level they should be?
Which I've said forever.
Correct.
It's the one sport where you're supposed to have guaranteed money.
Right.
You
would think in the sport where the idea is to slam the person holding a ball into the ground.
Beat up the other guy.
Exactly.
Ultimately.
And hope to play for more than 3.3 years.
You would think, hey, let's make sure these guys are compensated for the entertainment value they're bringing. Not to mention on a, capitalism front, you could look at it that way too and go, hey, I mean, the market should dictate, and if people are colluding to make sure that the market isn't dictating the way it should so that the workers aren't getting what they should. And that's the other way you'd look at it too.
I also wonder, like, before this happens, like, what were the Haslams thinking, right? Like, how did the Haslams find themselves in the spot where they were gonna you know, I pull the trigger is probably not the right word on this, but or right words for it, but they're the ones that set this kind of thing all in motion with Deshaun's contract.
Well, they had to. You don't do a contract like that without ownership either saying to do this or saying, go ahead and do this. And we know what they were thinking. We own a football team and we want to win and we think our quarterback play needs to be better. And this guy's available. And if we have to pay to get him, we're going to pay to get him.
Well, and I'll never forget. I mean, the three of us sat there when the contract came down and
we
talked to Mike Florio at the time and went, oh my gosh, it finally happened.
Yeah, there's a guaranteed contract.
And here's the precedent. And let's go from there. And
but now, didn't we all think it was going to happen at some point? At some point, someone was getting a guaranteed contract.
Except for one thing, though.
Andy. It hadn't.
No, it hadn't, and it hasn't happened since. Until just recently, right?
There are fully guaranteed contracts that you could point to, but none of them of this magnitude of handing it to the quarterback and saying, here you go, here's all of your money up front.
But can I go ahead and say this then?
Hmm. Or not up front, but written in stone, nonetheless. Sorry, Jeff.
I think the NFL players need and deserve guaranteed contracts more than any other sport, I think guaranteed contracts are a terrible idea sometimes. I mean, look at some of the money going to NBA guys who are doing nothing. They're just not playing, you know, they're not playing very well. Look at Major League Baseball players who have these ungodly guaranteed contracts and are nothing but anchors for the roster. I mean, that's good for their players' associations, good for them, but man, some of those things are just death for a team trying to build. And the NFL doesn't have it, and probably for good reason, even though I think they deserve it more than anybody else.
There's a part of me that wants to, like, say good for you to the Haslams that they did the deal, not because of the return on investment, but because
they went against the grain.
They went against all the other NFL owners to do that. And so there's a part of me, and I know that the trade has been abysmal.
It was terrible.
It was not good.
But the idea
that the Haslams were willing to do anything it took.
The idea.
And maybe that's what I'm kind of taking out of the story was that they were willing to pay any amount of money to get a quarterback that they wanted and go against the grain in the NFL. That's the part of it that I think is...
It's partially commendable.
It's fascinating to me. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.